One of the most frequently mentioned names, pro and con, for the job of White House cybersecurity czar is a familiar name in Northern Virginia politics.
The good news is whoever the new cyber czar is won't have to be Senate confirmed. So once they get named, they don't have to worry about whether they paid their taxes or not. They can get on the ground and move immediately.
That's former Congressman Tom Davis, now the Director for Federal Government Affairs for Deloitte, appearing at yesterday's National Press Club discussion about the Cyber Czar, sponsored by the Harris Corporation.
The real question is how much authority are they going to have? You have a lot of czars up there, a lot of competing interests within the government. What is your ability to deal with all of these stovepipes that have been set up? I mean, every agency head likes to innovate in their own way. They want to put down their footprint, leave their own legacy. Those are very hard to dislodge, but that can be done within the executive branch framework if the president backs them up through OMB circulars, through executive orders, in some cases regulations. What we need to understand is there's going to be legislative initiatives, too, to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. It's going to take legislation from Congress, and if you think it's difficult solving it within the bureaucracy, you know, wait till you get to Congress.
Dale Myerose, the former chief information officer for the intelligence community, now a vice president of cyber programs for Harris Corporation, says the White House cybersecurity czar has three fundamental issues facing him or her.
First is, as has been pointed out by my colleagues, work on the authorities. The second is that when you add a new position anywhere, particularly in the executive branch, there has to be an accommodation of process. You have to get in the information flow. You have to be, you know, invited to meetings. You have to be a part, and so there's an element in which you have to create process, and other processes need to accommodate you. And then third of all, you need an agenda. Something that works a priority. I think the most encouraging thing about the president's statements and the release of the 60-day report is that the status quo is unacceptable. That came out loud and clear in the report. That came out loud and clear in the president's press conference about it.
Author and journalist James Bamford, who has covered intelligence and cybersecurity issues, has his own issues about what he calls the undefined White House cybersecurity proposal, in which he sees the cybersecurity coordinator taking a backseat to the head of the military intelligence-dominated Cyber Command.
What you have here is you have a very powerful player in the cyber domain, and that'll be the director of NSA, a fairly weak player, and that'll be the White House cyber coordinator. So that poses a lot of, at least from a press perspective or a perspective of somebody who follows these things, it presents quite a dilemma in terms of public civil liberties and so forth.
Still, we got to put Tom Davis on the spot with the question that everyone in federal IT currently wants to know. Your name's been bandied about as possible candidate for this job, Mr. Davis. Are you interested?
You know, Max, I think if I'd wanted to stay in government, I would have stayed in Congress. I think I just need a hiatus at this point. I mean, you never say never on something like this. You want to part of his service with me, but I was 29 years in office, my best earning years, and as I said when I left, it's a sabbatical, it's not permanent, but at this point I don't have any real interest in going back. I was lucky enough to leave Congress undefeated and unindicted, and sometimes it's good to leave on top.
We must have been onto something, as witnessed by this follow-up question by our colleague Dan Fowler from Congressional Quarterly.
There was a Time article that came out, I think, last week, which said that you were a leading candidate for this cyber coordinator or cyber czar position. So just to be clear at this point, that you're not a candidate for this position, is that?
I'm not a candidate for anything. I'm just trying to be a citizen. As I said, you never say never to help your country. This is it. But for this job to work, I mean, you better get some understandings up front if you're the cyber czar and you want to have any clout in this. And at this point, it's unclear to me what the position would even entail, how much authority you would have. Everybody likes to tackle problems. I've tackled tough problems. I did the District of Columbia when I took that committee, the least sought after committee assignment in the House, and passed the Control Board Act. I took the campaign committee at a tough time when the party was gone. So you always look, you know, but for this, at this point, it's unclear. I am not seeking to get back into government. I like the job I have. I like being able to be a freelance commentator. I love speculation. It's always helpful for the branding. But you never say never. There's always a part of service, I think, in all of us at this point. But I'm doing very well right now without looking to do anything else.
Could I just ask one follow-up question on that? Have you been interviewed for the position?
You know what? I don't want to. That's a evasive question. I didn't understand it. The answer is I'm not seeking it at this point, and I don't know where they are along the lines of this one. So.
At this point, there's no word from the White House on the timetable for the naming of the cybersecurity czar. At the National Press Club in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.